Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, we repent in a few minutes off, and as I had said yesterday, it's a scheduled time, a set time that we had set, that we would be here, and I repent to the Lord, and I was tempted. I'm going to confess right now before I do anything to do 7:30, and then it dawned on me now. The time is not 7:30. It's 7 o'clock. Don't make those adjustments. And we do understand that there are situations and circumstances that may arise, and you just can't do it, and you just determine that you're going to do it. But we ask the Lord to always allow us to be faithful. Amen. It was a perfect demonstration for me, the temptation to say, well, you know, just be 30 minutes later. No. And even the moment that we were off a little bit, we asked God to forgive us, because the set time, the appointed time, is 7 o'clock. That's right. That's right. The appointed time, the set time, is 7 o'clock. And so we don't take the Lord for granted. And we thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, and for opening our eyes that we may see and that we may understand that we truly have to put God first. God first. God first. Amen. God first. Amen. God always first. Amen. And we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. God first. Hallelujah. God is very important. Yes, he is. God is very, very important. And we thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah. God first. God always first. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Thank the Lord for this day. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord, people. Thank the Lord. God is truly good to us. Hallelujah. And it's good to be faithful to him. Hallelujah. It's good to be faithful to God. It is good to understand who he is. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, and just God, by the way, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we welcome you this morning, and we thank you for tuning in this morning and being with us. I got Gather in the Harvest on my mind. A remnant ministry sort of for God called to pray. Hallelujah. And we honor the Most High God. Hallelujah. We honor God this morning. Oh, hallelujah. We thank our Father. Hallelujah. His love, his mercy, and his care. Woo! Hallelujah. I can feel it this morning. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is good. And I have perfect examples. How easy we can convince ourselves to do something contrary. Yes. God is the one that gives us life. He's the one that gives us breath. He is the one that blew the breath of life into man. And man became a living soul. He gave us our liberty. Yes, he did. When we messed up, he had a plan in place to bring us back into right relationship and demonstrate for us what it is like to be loved and governed and how to walk on this earth by the Almighty God. The same. Hallelujah. That's what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't seem to know how. I'm going to show you. I'm going to let it be demonstrated in your face. Then I'm going to have it written down so you can read it. And there were great sacrifices made so that we could have it like that. Isn't that amazing? Oh, but no. My God. So, thank God for, I call it a teaching moment. Yeah. And we should never take God for granted. Oh, God, I understand. We can do this. We can do that. If things are totally out of your control, God knows that. And he said, and he loves your faithfulness. And you frown and things happen that's totally out of your control. God knows about all of it. He knows the difference. Hallelujah. He knows the difference. And I thank God this morning for his love, his mercy, his kindness, his peace, his joy, his love. His love is his love. Yeah. The power that we have, that he is giving us to walk with amazing authority on this earth. Amazing authority on this earth. And it's not like what man has configured into the authority, the power that God has given us to walk on this earth. Not to turn our nose up at others. Not to say I'm better than you. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. I have more designer names than you. I throw away more designer names than you'll ever have in your life. It's not it. That's not it. I'm so raggedy. And I'm homeless and I'm more holier than you. Nope. I haven't had a new outfit in 50 years. So I that makes me more Everybody can tell you I'm humble. God knows the heart. No, that's not it. Sit down and have a little talk with him. And he'll show you what it is. Glory to God. He'll show you what it is. God likes us. He's your father. Oh, Jesus said, my father and I are one. I do nothing. I do nothing. And how many times, I'm just saying, we're just talking, have we said, God want me to do this, and this is God, I got the word, and God didn't want you to do that. And you did not get a word from here. You got a word from you. I have to clear the atmosphere. Yeah, that's clear. All the clutter, all the clutter. So, you are to him, and we hear him. Hallelujah. And how often do we get so busy doing what God wants us to do? And we haven't spent any time with it. If we're busy doing this, then we want other people to do stuff for us that we won't do for them. And then we won't even do for ourselves. Oh, we just, let's just get all the jacked up stuff. Let's just get all the jacked up stuff. Oh, yes. You know, there's nothing wrong with enjoying life. A wholesome, here. And my measurement for that is if Jesus, you feel pain, and said to you, I'm spending the day with you, you can see him. He has manifested himself. What would be different? Would he go to your parties, your socials? Would he go with you? Would you be comfortable with him going to your meetings, going out with your buddies, your friends? Are we just having fun? That kind of time would you be, you know, good at trying to tell people, you know how you do the hand and the eye thing? Or would you just be totally free? Huh? Or would you have to say, oops? I'm just going to be me. Well, I don't understand. Would you be comfortable saying that if you could visually see him? Just saying. How about your attitude? You know, that I just can't stand her. And, you know, she was made in the image and likeness of God, and you know, it passed through many generations, but he loves her, you know, just like he loves you, and your bad attitude. Glory to God. Uh-huh. And when you get to the restaurant, how many glasses and what's in the glasses? Would you be comfortable? I'm not condemning, I'm not saying, I'm just asking. Would you be comfortable if Jesus spent the day with you? Would you be comfortable if Jesus went to work with you? And let's say you are a supervisor, business owner, you know, CEO. Would you be comfortable with him sitting in the boardroom with you? That makes sense. That I have to do what I have to do after all. Okay. But I'm asking if you would be comfortable. We all need to ask ourselves these questions. Would I be comfortable? Mm-hmm. He's sitting there and the phone rings. Or we out and the phone rings and you driving along. You pick up the phone, you answering the phone, talking on the phone while you driving. You know, after all, God protect you. You sitting right there. You still sitting right there next to you. Driving. Oh, shoot. Don't go to police. What you do with the phone? And you know, I'm just saying. Would your day be different, or would it be business as usual? Would you be ashamed? Just asking. Would you be ashamed? Would you be ashamed? Or would you, knowing that you have some problems, would you tell it to him? Would you sit at his feet? Would you acknowledge him? Would you ask for help? Would you sit? Are you humble enough? Would you sit at his feet? Would you sit at his feet? Would you hear your heart cry? Would you be willing to hear what he would say to you? Oh, my God. Would you be willing for the correction? and you think you're doing everything right after all. It's me. All of you. When he reveals the hard things from the hard places, just ask him. And I want us to realize and to remember he is, he sees all. Right now, right here, he does. He sees everything. He sees nothing is hidden from him. Not even the intent of your words. The thought behind the thought. The deeds, the intent of your deeds, regardless of the big old smile. Regardless of the power and the authority that you think you have, that you can mistreat, you can do anything you want, that you think you can do all your trickery. Or you say, Lord, I'm treating them nice, and they're, why are they mistreating me? And then you want to be tempted to be mean to them. God sees it all. He sees what's happening to you. He sees what you caused to happen to someone else. Good, bad, or indifferent. He says he knows. And our deeds and words are being written down. But sometimes we need to come to that reality where we're praying and not sure. But sometimes we need to realize that death has gotten in the way. Recovery, you know. And we need a recession. We need to not put anyone on a pedestal. But just come together with some serious brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, sit in the presence of Almighty God. To sit in the presence of the Almighty God. To sit in the presence. You don't need no do you know who I am. And no, because most people don't even know who they are. Oh. Do you know who I am? Well, no, maybe you do too. Somebody who knows it. Well, I don't know. You might even go to Jesus. You sure? He'll tell you who you are. It's not that important that I know who you are. It's not that important. Do you know who you are? So many of us don't even have a clue as to who we are. No. And what God has called us to do on the earth. We get twisted doing a lot of things, and that's not it. Thought for the day. Seek God. Get closer to God. He sees everything. He knows everything. Yeah. That presence. Woo! Glory to God. The presence. And yes, we still mess up. No. But Lord, how could I do that? Don't go to him. Confess. Hear me. He loves you. Don't take it for granted. Go to him. Confess. And he'll help you. When you don't want to do something, when you don't like something, God will fix it for you. He'll take away that which you don't want. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he will. And he will. He says, hallelujah. Be careful with me. Just think about it. You're going to put on. No. That's it. That's it. That person cut in front of you. That's it. You know that God, after all, God will understand. Why should it? Can you tell people who employ us and who know us out there, you know I don't like that, and I don't tolerate this. But we expect God to tolerate anything we do and everything. Put up with it. Can you imagine that? Can you just imagine the way you can teach you as good as you think? And everybody know you think. That you can have this bad attitude. Because you're the CEO of this job, you can teach position and you think. You know? And I speak everybody listening. Come on. Touch it, you do. President of the United States, who put him there? Just say. Do you realize that today you can be the poorest person on the planet right now? And in the next second, your life can turn of the sun. Because it's a hallelujah, because of God. God. Pray. And you can be the richest person on this earth and boom, let me. Not so. You see? Not privy. To certain information. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. I don't know why I'm saying all of this. Oh, God. But it is our everyday living. Our contact. We may just come meet a person and just walk 30 minutes, 5 minutes, 1 minute, and it can make a difference. We need to be ready. We so often just have our formulas, and we say, well, I got it, and this is how it's done. But we really need to tune in so that we can be used by God and flow. And God is a God of all. Yes. Not man's God. You understand the message is given to the authority. We all need to have that personal relationship with Him. Because we have teachers and apostles and teachers. But we need to for us to study. You have to know, you have to sing like that. Will God be pleased with me? Will God be pleased with me? Because He is that one that has the ultimate decision as to what is holy, what is unholy, what is righteous, what is unrighteous. I know a lot of people have acquaintance who said to me, I don't want to hear anything about commandments. I can't stand it. So I'm just sitting with my little corner. Okay? With my little corner. Or in my corner. Yeah, okay. Do our own corner. This is just my lesson. My solution to you, but to me, when we think about the things that we're doing and how we're doing and why we're doing. And I keep doing the same thing over and over. Do the pickup. It won't last it like a day this time. And you know with a body for goodness. Yes. And remember, Jesus Christ, he sees it all, and he sees it all. I don't know why. I don't know him. And he was a young lady. And I said, he should be sister. And she was listening to the radio. And I don't want to go into too many details. A very particular person was on the radio. And this young lady knew she was teaching and wanted to do it. But the person was giving her, saying it was all right. Because God knows and God sees and God understands and talks about. And we have to be spiritual. Remember, all things belong to God. And we have to tell the people, and we have to admit to ourselves when we are wrong, and we're doing things that's contrary to the will of God. If God says something is wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. And we have to tell the person, that's not right. It's wrong. And you have to be able to hear those words when someone comes to you and say, no, that's not right. You know, I've made my way to King James. And the amazing thing about that season in David's life, the pastor told David, God has already forgiven you, David. He didn't make allowances for David to continue doing what he was doing and saying, oh, God understands. No. He said, he has already forgiven you, David. It means, okay, David, you can go and do it again. You have a son to do whatever you want to do. David, on this story, you know, his hurt for displeasing God. When we love God and we realize that we have sinned, bring us to the place of repentance. Bring us the truth. Allah won't do it. Allah won't do it. So when you're able to help a person see, then what happens, that's a soul saved. You know, we can't play because one, we don't know how long a person has on this earth. You may have been the one to come where they are not able to make it right with God. So they can see a loving God. I remember people say, don't ask me if you don't want to hear the truth. When we give it, let's give it in love and let's people use the word judging. And then they say, it's really, I think, criticize. You criticizing me. And if I tell you this is wrong, and that is wrong, you really know it yourself. because you wouldn't ask the question. Now, that's my thing. You wouldn't ask the question if you didn't have doubts about this degree. I told her the truth. And it's time to stop playing so we can look for it. It's time to stop playing so everybody in life is. It's time to stop playing. And no, we don't have to be with people terrified. No, because God is love. But we need to be about our Father's business. And knowing that we represent Him. And just see how He walks on this earth. Just see. Look. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness, and according to thy multitude of tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. You want to be washed from his iniquity and cleansed from his sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight. That thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was chastened in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest peace in the inward part, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me the tickets, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me feel joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may repair. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy teaching. Then will I teach transgressions the ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltless, O God, thou God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. But thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou desirest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, if I say, build thou the walls of Jesus, then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they burn off a bullock upon thine altar. Hallelujah. We put a pleading in there for violence. Hallelujah. Most of the time we don't hear that. There is a plea for violence. Hallelujah. God, yes. We all of sin come short of the glory of God. All of us. Yes. And no, God, I know that there are people who say that they have a healer, and all their life they were good, or they never did nothing wrong. And I didn't never seen an error in their life. I said, this is they never looked at somebody in a restful way. They never took a pencil. They never plucked the grape. I had paid for it and the team of my meal. Trust me. And they know me. Everybody can be like that. No deceit, no treachery. No party. Ain't got no jealousy in their heart. Nothing. They ain't set no traps for people to fall in. Ain't got nothing. Ain't murdered nobody with their mouth. Nothing. Look at them. Look at me. Look at me. Oh, that's just a little thing. See me too. I'm proud for me. Oh, no. But I like real people. I don't have to know you. You really, truly need to forgive me. Oh, my God. That's right. He's crying out to God. Those who cry out to God. Amen. The salvation of the Lord. Know that he's the Lord. Totally dependent upon him. Yes, we have a God. The God is with us. Hallelujah. Meaning in the kingdom of God. Put the chance of the Lima to respect in the Lord. The Lima to your own understanding. Glory. You can stop right there. Lima to your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Remember, Jesus, you see, is with you. He sees you. Holy God, it's on your face. Hallelujah. Not limited to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. God is good. You're not by yourself. You didn't leave us home. Oh, we thank God. Some things is too great for humans. We have the Holy Spirit. I know a lot of us are taught, and most people are afraid and terrified of the Holy Ghost. A lot of people have reduced it to this disrespect. But nevertheless, Father God sent the Holy Spirit here. The Holy Ghost here, so that we would not revile ourselves or our love, or our softness on this earth. Only we are here. He empowers us to do the will and the work of our Father. He encourages us. He says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I wanted to read John 17. Let's especially John 15, it's so good as a reminder of the Lord. And I know I'm always doing the first part of the Testament. I just hear because it's the foundation. But, you know, and if you go to Mark, Luke, and John, that's all they had was the... anyway, we're not going to go into that either. But let's read John 15. It's in there. Jesus is still for his sister. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch is here. Be where you are in me. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are cleansed through the words that I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If he abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein, and I don't get all caught up in death and miss the whole, the totality. If you abide in me, spiritually, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Don't you ask it for the fact. It's here. There's nothing. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friend. If you do whatsoever I command you, henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knows not what his Lord says. But I call you friend, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it. these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you now. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. You bring life into a dark place. Remember, the word that I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have prosecuted me, they will also prosecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned. But now they have no clue for their sin. Oh Lord, it's so much in here. If I had not done I'm 25, but this time to pass, that the world might be fulfilled, that is written, that the word might be fulfilled, that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Encouraging words from the Master to his disciples. And yet we see where he is encouraging me to abide in him, to stay with him. Don't walk away. And not fly away. God, today. And we know that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the world came against us, up against us. But their purpose was fulfilled. They were fruitful. You and I are witnesses of that. And so much came up against us. So much. God's fruit. And their work is not in vain. Glory to God. We remember, we too are before him. Yes, what is in him is in us. What is in him is in the vine, is in the flowing through the branches. Okay, John 17. Hallelujah. Listen. And we're going to start at the 20th verse. The entire chapter is very good, and I just want to leave this. Sometimes, when we, feel like can't find nobody to pray for you, nobody to intercede, this is nothing. Sometimes just leave it. Just leave it. Just. Listen, I'm perfect person, okay? I should read the whole book to the second time. Read the whole thing. John 17, we're going to read the 20. Neither pray I for thee alone. Listen. but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as God, Father, in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that also he thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto thee thy name, and I will declare that the love wherein thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Here for the beginning. Hallelujah. And I think about grace. Oh my God. The persecution. Oh my God. The martyrdom. Oh my God, it's so tough. I know. Oh my God, hallelujah. Please. Oh my God, all men are evil beings. Oh, move God, work, lies, and deceit. Almighty God, it's a huge Almighty God. And God lives. God's gift. This is. And it's this. Almighty God. And it's a Jesus came for me. His spirit. He prayed for me. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He prayed. He took the time. And he prayed. Before he made the ultimate sacrifice, he prayed. He encouraged God. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to close with our closest number. The sixth chapter starting at the 24th verse. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first chapter started at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, oh my God, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Go in his strength, go in his love, go in confidence that you are God. You can do it. He's with you. With God's help, all things are possible. Have a blessed day. Love you.